USA Radio News.
The FBI search warrant of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate has finally been made public, revealing that the ex-president is under investigation for espionage and unlawfully keeping, quote, top secret documents. It was also confirmed that the warrant and property receipt were indeed given to Trump's attorney, Christina Bob, at the time, despite Eric Trump's claim to the contrary. Earlier this week, the former president's son told the media that the FBI agents, quote, would not give a copy of the search warrant to the attorney. The virus that causes polio has been detected in New York City's wastewater weeks after a case of polio was identified in Rockland County, health officials announced. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
An author has reportedly been stabbed.
Author Salman Rushdie was attacked at a literary event in upstate New York Friday when an assailant stormed the stage soon after his introduction. The man proceeded to attack Rushdie, who was scheduled to talk at the Chautauqua Institute in Chautauqua, New York, about 75 miles south of Buffalo. Rushdie's work, The Satanic Verses, caused the Iranian government in the 1980s to put a multi-million dollar bounty on his head. Rushdie's condition is unknown at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin requesting for the second time that 150 D.C. National Guard members be deployed to the nation's capital to assist with the arrival of migrants. Bowser's requested activation of the National Guard last month, but the Pentagon denied her on August 5th. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Roller coaster crashed at Legoland in southern Germany, leaving more than 30 people hurt when one coaster car smashed into another. The cause of the accident on the park's Fire Dragon ride is currently under investigation. The park was evacuated in the aftermath of the accident, with park officials saying that the ride will remain temporarily closed in the coming days despite the rest of the park reopening. A bank robber nearly died when the tunnel he was digging into a Rome bank basement collapsed near the Vatican. The robber's accomplice, who escaped the tunnel, alerted police when the ringleader didn't surface after dirt came crashing down midway through the dig. Firefighters spent 8 hours working to free the man, along with his accomplices, is facing new charges. The proposed $24 million settlement between U.S. women's soccer players and the sport's American governing body was given preliminary approval by a federal judge who scheduled a December 5th hearing for final approval. Players, including Alex Morgan, filed a complaint with Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in April 2016. The players sued 3 years later seeking damages under the Federal Equal Pay Act and Title V of the Civil Rights Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.